When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and today we are talking about Playboi Carti and the fact that he's about to drop a new album, it seems. He just posted this 30 minutes ago. It is a Instagram screenshot, which is very Kanye-like, and we know that Carti and Kanye have been hanging out a lot in 2021, whether they're working on Donda or maybe working on new Carti music, but you can see him saying, forget about sample clearances, drop Narcissist. Which this is the first update we've gotten since a few days ago when Carti posted this to Instagram saying Narcissist 9/13/21. And that was actually the most recent in a string of posts. So 3 weeks ago when he was in this warehouse with Kanye, he posted these photos. Yeah. And you can see right here, like through this doorway, this is where Kanye was when he was in Los Angeles, kind of posing for these things. And people didn't know what was going on. Was it for a music video? Was it for fashion stuff? People didn't know if Carti was actually posting about fashion, since you can see these machines here that are for clothing. So was Narcissist going to be clothing, or is Narcissist going to be an album? And then a week after that, he posts again, Narcissist 9/13, and again, it's more photos of clothes. And then 2 days ago, he does this, and we don't get an album, clothes don't drop, and it was a little confusing. So now Carti's posting specifically about forget about sample clearances, drop Narcissist. So it seems to be his next album, and this would be his third studio album. Mixtape Playboi Carti was one of the big breakouts, right? Charting 12 on the US Billboard. And then Die Lit was the next big album for Carti, followed then by Whole Lotta Red, which went number one. It's one of those Yeezus-like albums in terms of some people view it as an incredible masterpiece and other people view it as discordant and harsh. It's an album that has grown on me, especially when we did Album Fight 2 on Twitch between Whole Lotta Red and Yeezus. I was enjoying Whole Lotta Red. I had always liked it, but it didn't blow me away. I wasn't thinking masterpiece the way that some people were, but going back to it, I was enjoying it a lot more. So I'm excited for Narcissist and to hear, you know, what's Carti doing, especially after working with Kanye, it seems so closely on Donda, being in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, being at Chicago. I think he was at Chicago, I actually don't know, but being with him in Los Angeles when they were doing whatever this was in this building, you know, we even know that Carti and Kanye were together in May, right? Just randomly. So we don't know if this was for Donda sessions. We don't know what else this was for, but it seems like the two have been working kind of closely together. So I'd be curious to see if there's any kind of Kanye influence on Narcissist in a way that there was, of course, some on a Whole Lotta Red. Is this an evolution of the sound? Is he going to change it up from what Whole Lotta Red is doing, like go in a whole new direction or just refine what that sound was? Regardless, I think for Kanye fans and hip hop fans in general, it will be another big deal project to come out in the second half of 2020, as we've already had Drake, Kanye, now Playboi Carti. It seems like Kendrick could be dropping soon, right? We're having all of these kind of exciting albums, Baby Keem's album, come out at once. So we'll see what is in store and if this actually drops. We know that Kanye, for like Ye and Kid See Ghost, was having some sample clearance issues, which delayed the immediate release of those songs. I think Kanye has a little more heft to his name when requesting immediate clearance sample than Carti. But who knows? Will this be something that it's cleared up in an hour and we get the album? Is it something that he's just going to have it cleared up and Friday we get the album? So I guess that's probably the thing to look forward to, right? You know, a little over 24 hours from now when Thursday becomes Friday, right? It's 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday. So we're looking at 36 hours, something like that, 37 hours, 35 hours. anyway, we'll keep you posted. And when the album comes out, of course, we'll be talking about it and seeing just how we feel about it. So that's it for this video. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, comment, subscribe. Any of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people like, and then they show it to others, which goes a long way in supporting us. So thank you very much. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.